This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Two former Boston police commissioners have joined a drive to reduce the number of people in prison nationwide. William Bratton is the current New York police commissioner. Kathleen O'Toole is now chief of the Seattle Police Department. They're among 130 law enforcement officials who have formed a new group to push for reforms. Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katugin is the only active member of Massachusetts law enforcement in the group. He joins us now from Washington, D.C., where the group is launching its campaign. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Sharon.
Sheriff, the group you've joined is called Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Crime and Incarceration. What do you say to those who argue that you can't reduce incarceration and reduce crime at the same time?
I just simply say they're wrong. Here in Washington right now, we have just over 100 law enforcement leaders from around this country, every one of the 50 states. Some of the toughest people on crime, all here today with over 1,000 years of experience, all saying that you can reduce incarceration and save taxpayer dollars, but at the same time, you can reduce crime and make our communities safer.
How does that happen?
Well, it simply happens by diverting those that don't need to be incarcerated earlier on in their experience with the law enforcement system. In my shop in Middlesex, just over 30% have mental health needs, and we're treating them for mental health issues. 80 to 90% are drug or alcohol addicted. And the fact is, for many of these people, they simply don't need to be in a place of incarceration. In fact, a place of incarceration can do them much more harm than good.
And yet in recent decades, law enforcement in the U.S. has focused very much on being tough on crime with approaches such as mandatory minimum sentences, three strikes, you're out, the so-called war on drugs. What changed to make this group and you believe that it's time to reverse course?
Simply the fact that it hasn't worked. We can't incarcerate our way out of crime problems. The United States has about 1 in 25 people in the world, but of an incarcerated population, we have 1 in 5, and it simply hasn't worked. And it's very expensive. You can save taxpayer dollars. Not only that, you can then save someone from having the stigma of that incarceration or becoming prisonized by that incarceration.
Prisonized?
Yes, that's a term. When someone stays too long inside a house of correction or a prison, they take on many of the traits that they need to in order to survive in that environment. Those traits then become inhibitors to their successful reentry back into the community. We're talking about the low-level, nonviolent offenders that we can divert from our system and do it more successfully.
Diverting them is an interesting goal. However, there's already a shortage of treatment beds available for people battling substance and alcohol addictions and for mental health care. So how will you address that concern?
Well, that's something that communities need to address as well. There has to be the resources for people to go to these places, and there has to be the will of the community to decide this is the right way to treat and handle these types of cases.
Nationally, though, what about the politics of this? I mean, there are elected officials who have built their careers on the tough-on-crime stance, and also for-profit prisons are a major player in the incarceration landscape, and as lobbyists have built up a lot of influence.
What I'm seeing on the national level, and we'll speak with the president a little bit more about this tomorrow, is that there has been movement on the national level in Congress. There's a number of legislative leaders that have bipartisan bills to address the issue of criminal justice reform and the adjustment of minimum mandatory sentences on the federal level.
Your group raises a lot of concerns about mass incarceration, including racial disparities with African Americans, much more likely to serve prison time than whites. How will reforming the criminal justice system specifically address that?
By adjusting those minimum mandatories, right there alone, you'll begin to change the effects of incarceration on individuals and minorities, but not only them, but their families and their communities, which are being ravaged by this overloading of incarceration.
Sheriff, as you mentioned, members of your group aimed at reducing incarceration rates will be meeting with President Obama tomorrow. What do you expect to come from that? And also, what actions are on the group's agenda for the near future?
I think what you'll see from our meeting with the president is the fact that he's interested in criminal justice reform. And with our participation and leadership, he'll feel that he has the weight behind him of tough, strong law enforcement leaders that he can push even further for this to happen while he is still president. And following this meeting with the president, it is absolutely our intention to stay focused, continuing to push this agenda forward, not only in our communities individually, but collectively across this nation.
Middlesex Sheriff Peter Kutujan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sharon.